I felt so stressed watching the match last night.
Particularly that last 10 minutes. When you look at Irish rugby, it's so clean, it's so slick, it's so fast. They've got so much heart. To see the minutes eking away and them just getting up to the line, but and then it's over.
I was like, no, it's going to work out. Yes. There's going to be a happy ending. Everything is fine. So something that that really stood out for me in watching the Ireland team, and obviously the Irish fans are the best in the world because the team is still adored despite the loss, that we are still so proud. We couldn't be prouder. And we felt for Johnny Sexton and the rest of them. Couldn't tell you who they are.
Oh.
Couldn't give you another name. But I felt for them. And when Johnny Sexton's kid, Luca, looked up at his dad and said, "You're still the best, Dad." My heart, because it comes back to what a child sees. And as children, what we see is important. And the phrase, "Who you are is more important than what you do."
Oh.
So to that child, to that gorgeous boy, "You're still the best, Dad." Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they lost. Actually, in losing, Johnny will teach that child more than he ever could in a win, in how he conducted himself on the pitch afterwards. But who we are is more important than what we do. And we need to remember that. What are we paying attention to in our lives? What are we showing our kids is important? How we treat people? Nothing is more important than that. No job, no game, no profession. Nothing is more important.
Couldn't agree more. That performance last night was number one. That was a final. That was not a quarterfinal game. And I watched that game with a Kiwi. And she turned to me at the end of it and she said, "That was your game. You have played like winners since the last Rugby World Cup and you deserved the win." But as you say, the loss is merely just another weave in the tapestry of Ireland. And when those lads land back in...
Hopefully at 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon.
At 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, alongside you and Tally, there won't be a dry eye in the house. As you'd be like this, "Ireland! Ireland! Together? Come on, Jamie, bring the baby. Standing tall."
What a way to kick off the third episode of Soul Sisters. Welcome to the pod. Thank you so much for joining us today, wherever you are in the world.
Absolutely. And I must admit, I was going to watch the Ireland-New Zealand game on the couch until Eileen Solan sent me this text.
Eileen being your mother.
The OG Soul Sister. The OG Solan Sister. Text on Friday night, 19:08. "Where are you planning to watch the game? An Irish pub? Question mark. If they win, I will buy you the Irish Vodafone jersey on Sunday." Now, that's my ma being like my ma. But I must say, before I received that text, my plan was to sit and watch it at home.
Okay.
And I was like, that is an enormous nudge from the universe to get the hell out of me gaff. First of all, to support the boys in green. But second of all, so you never know who you might meet, you know?
And I love the way that text to me is not like, "Oh, are you going to an Irish pub?" It's like, go to an Irish pub and watch the match.
That is exactly what that was. Well translated.
Listen, who needs a dating coach when you have Eileen
Solan? Well, see, this is the thing. And it's just more difficult, as we know, to take advice like this from our near and dear. Because you're just like, "Stop, would you? Leave me alone." But actually, underneath it all, Eileen has been dating coaching me for most of my adult life.
It's so funny that you say that, because like when your mum drops a hint, so like we've been out and about in Tbilisi, right? My mum and Joe were over and I'd say, oh, like, let's get a photo here. And my mum would be like, does anyone need a hairbrush? I was like, are you telling me to brush my hair? She's like, well, no, I was just saying maybe, you know, I was talking to myself. And I'd be like, go on, brush my hair. Because I'd have the baby in my arms. You know, go on, give it a brush. Hint taken. You're right. It is like close to the bone, isn't it?
It is. And I do feel at this point I've grown out of it being a trigger. And that is one of the joys, I must say, of kind of my entering the second phase of my life, like getting over 40, where I'm less offended by what my mother is trying to say to me. You know, it's no longer a passag moment. It's like it's actually a pensive moment. I'm like, good point, Eileen. Well made.
So I said to you, because you sent me that text message and I was like, this is like a text out of a Ross O'Carroll Kelly book. And so then I started to get excited about you going to an Irish bar. So all weekend I was imagining, obviously I'm away. We've heard the story about me watching Riverdance, The Late Late Show, all that stuff since I've been away. I've turned into Vogue Williams basically and her obsession with Ireland. But when you sent me that message, I pictured you like taking yourself off to Covent Garden in a green jumper, like your beautiful red hair, like tumbling down, sitting in an Irish bar with like a pint of Guinness, like being wedged into, you know, a place, being surrounded by gorgeous, hunky, burly men. And I was like, I am here for this scenario. So last night I texted you. I was like, how are you getting on? And Claire, the video you sent me back was disappointing, if I'm going to be honest with you.
I knew you'd be disappointed by that. I knew it.
We weren't in a packed pub. It was the opposite of what I imagined it to be.
Now look, should you have been talking to 32-year-old Claire, you would have got a video of Waxy O'Connor's or the Porterhouse, which are in central London, which are like, you know, huge pubs, 12 floors, packed full of Irish fans, sticky floors, roars when tries get scored. But actually, you were talking to 42-year-old Claire, who said, wouldn't it just be lovely to go about half an hour down the road, get a nice seat in front of a big screen, and be able to chat to me pal Mel, who came with me, who I hadn't seen for months.
Okay, so just for anyone who's needs a visual, it was, how many people were in the place?
The majority of the fans were over to the left of the pub. So there was probably about 50 of them over behind me. I was very much in the seated section. So I'd say in the video I sent you, there was probably maybe 25 people.
Yeah. And you know that expression, like you couldn't swing a cat. You could swing a rope of cats in that place. But listen, one step at a time, Claire.
This is the thing.
You're going out. You're getting yourself out there. That is the most important thing. And I hope you don't think on this podcast that I am like dissing you, because I'm so proud that you marched yourself down the road and you pulled up a chair and you got out there. That is, above anything else, the most important thing.
And that is what I celebrated myself as I strolled home. Because I thought to myself, in days gone well by, I would have marched into one of those huge pubs in town and I would have met my friend and I would have been having an all right time, but I wouldn't have been having a great time. And so what I loved about last night was I did it my way. I chose a destination that was convenient and I had a comfortable time, and Mel got home last night and she texted me and she said, home safe. Had such a great time catching up. Let's do more things like that again soon. And I thought, that's the new chapter of me.
Because maybe you didn't need connection with a man last night. Maybe you just needed a connection with yourself and a friend.
Definitely.
And that was enough.
And that was enough.
Because we lost, like, your mom's not buying the jersey.
I gave her a call before we started recording and she was walking around the park and there was no mention of the jersey.
We'll try again in 4 years, Eileen.
This is the thing. Eileen Solon would usually watch. She said she watched the majority of the game behind the couch. And she said she would usually watch the game again, like as if she was part of the top team in Ireland. She'd watch it again the day after. And I said, are you going to watch that game again? She goes, no, I couldn't bear to. Couldn't bear to.
Oh, I know. I sent a video to my family WhatsApp group and Tally was on me, but her head was the opposite direction. Like, she was facing me. And I was like, she's much more into the Georgian games. Which is, like, you know, it's not that funny of a joke, but I stuck it in anyway. But listen, something so funny happened a couple of weeks ago. Pia, like, she's so innocent. She's an innocent, innocent little precious thing. Mom, I said, what? She goes, when we get home, we're going to have to teach the baby English. And I said, why? She goes, because the baby's going to speak Georgian. And I was like, oh my God, if I could freeze time and just live with you as you are now, I would live happily ever after. Do you know what's killing me over here? There's the coffee.
Oh no, don't tell me.
The coffee is, it's not hitting the mark. So I said to Jamie, like, oh, what are we going to do on Thursday? Which coffee shop are we going to go to when we go home? I can't wait. So that's been the focus of my week, is just looking forward. Be here now was my message last week. And I need to get back into that for the last couple of days, I think.
Where are you going to go for a coffee, out of interest, on Thursday morning?
There's a little place up in Enniskerry called Oso. They play deadly tunes. All the bikers, like, pull up outside. I used to go there after my trail runs up in Cronewood. So I always felt great going in there. So I think that's going to be the first place I head to.
Oh, shout out to Oso. See you when I come home.
Have you been?
Never been.
Oh, you would love it.
Never been.
So my week has been getting up every day, going to the park, having coffees. What about your week? How have you been?
Do you know what? I've struggled a little bit. You know, grief is a cruel mistress. And I feel like there's this kind of just this low level depression that's,
yeah, like that string pulling you down.
Yeah, that hum.
Oh, I hate that.
Just that hum of, like, I'm finding it really difficult to get back to any of my friends on WhatsApp. I'm just getting done what needs to be done, what my responsibilities are. Anything outside of that, I don't have the bandwidth for. And so I did something this week, which I haven't done in a long time. And that was order a pizza.
I thought you were going to say I got into the baths. Is your tooting bath open again?
No, not yet.
Jesus, what are they doing?
Oh, listen, they found asbestos. So God knows how long it's going to take.
What? Yeah. I thought that was only an attic.
No, apparently it's in swimming pools as well.
Ah, for God's sake, have you been swimming around in that?
Well, it was like that swimming pool opened way back when, like early 30s and 40s, even before maybe even the 20s. So like it was in the foundations of it.
Oh, right.
So.
Okay, go on anyway, the pizza. What was on
well,
it?
Well, look, obviously RIP to Love Triangle. And I kind of just decided that it was probably good for me and my health after Love Triangle disappeared, that I just, and my bank account, that I didn't keep ordering pizza with such consistency. But there's a place up the road for me called Naked Loaf, next door to Cut the Mustard.
Wow, they're like outdoing each other with their names.
They are. And it's run by this very handsome Italian man who sometimes smiles at me and gives me a feeling that maybe he might be my person. But then I realized I only say that because I'm not actually dating or putting myself out in the world. So he's the only.
Sorry to interrupt you. You can't be going out with someone who owns a pizza place. Yeah. I'd have a pizza every day if that was
You're
the
right.
case.
You're right. I'd just be, yeah, I'd just turn into dough balls. But I thought this was funny because it's just, I decided I'd get two pizzas because I know that sometimes one is not enough, and I sometimes feel sad that one is gone. And I often like to dig into the remnants of a pizza the next day. So I ordered two pizzas, and I pulled that same trick that I used to pull when I ordered two pizzas way back in the day. So the guy comes to the door with the pizzas, and I turn my back and I go, "Pizza's here!" To nobody.
Oh, I love it.
And I said, "Thanks very much." And I took the pizza and the garlic sauce, and I made my way to my couch and I flipped open the two boxes and I ate them all myself.
Now, would you not just order one large pizza?
Well, this is the thing, because this guy's quite rustic. He only does one size.
Oh, very posh. So what was on your pizza?
So one was a truffle mushroom one, which is just...
Oh, Claire. Oh, I just can't.
Why?
I can't with posh pizzas.
I am a truffle pig.
Okay, so truffle and mushroom. Mm-hmm. And the other?
And the other one was just like a tomato, basil and... what's that meat? Salami, like a prosciutto or something like that.
So there's a place opposite our apartment called Pizza Meets Wine. Which is like ideal, right? Actually, I've been here for a full month and I didn't go there because we found this place called Alfredo's up and around the corner. And we went there on our first night. And I love a little penne arrabbiata. And Pia gets a margherita pizza, but she doesn't eat the whole thing. So I get to eat a penne arrabbiata and half a pizza. And then Jamie does whatever he does.
No one really cares what he does.
He just, you know, like he ordering beef and mashed potatoes and all. I'm just like, come on, you're in an Italian restaurant. So we went there once and then we'd go for a little walk the next night. Oh, where are we going to go tonight? Ah, will we just go to Alfredo's? So we've been there, I would say 10 times since we got to Tbilisi. It's like our neighborhood. It's just like, it's like it's our kitchen, basically. Yes. It's just downstairs and we know what we're getting. You know, you get your pasta, salads, like... And when Mum and Joe were here, we loved going there. And, you know, Pizza Meets Wine, we'd walk past it every single day because we were always going to Alfredo's. Now, I said to Jamie, I'm getting a little bit embarrassed now because when we'd leave Alfredo's, they'd be like, "See you tomorrow." And I was like, we can't keep going here. So last night, Pia is a little... She's a little hermit like me. So she'd be like, "Oh God, I just don't want to go. Can we just go to Pizza Meets Wine? Because it's so close and it involves no effort." So last night we finally went to Pizza Meets Wine. Now, you know, when you go on holidays and it's in a different currency, you're flat out asking each other all the time, "How much is that? How much is that? How much is that? How much was that?" And so like for the whole holiday, and because things are cheaper over here, we're like, "Geez, how much was that?" So we went over, it's a beautiful restaurant, gorgeous wine glasses, really nice vibe, three pizzas and a bottle of French wine. Guess how much?
40 euro.
Yes, 40 euro.
What?
8 euro each for the pizza. Jamie's like, "We'll bring a few slices of this pizza home for tomorrow." I was like, "We're not leaving here until I eat every slice of pizza on this table." So we're going home in 2 days and we've just discovered how delicious Pizza Meets Wine
is. And you're going to be shutting down the Good Glow as you know it and bringing Pizza Meets Wine to Enniskerry.
Sorry, I feel like I just fell asleep there.
Too much pizza.
So tired.
Now that brings me nicely on to three little nudges from the universe that I got this week that... Ooh. I wanted to mention. My client Grace mentioned Jerry Hussey's book Awaken Your Power Within. That is the third time that that book has been mentioned to me in as many weeks. And I am going to give it another read. When I read Jerry's book, I was admittedly not in my peak reading phase. I was dipping in, I was dipping out, I was reading it on the train, I was picking it up when I was at home. Now I'm going back in for another experience.
I'm going to do that with Glennon's Untamed. I'm ready to read it today as the person I am today again, you know?
Yes, exactly. My second nudge, Joe Wicks was a guest on Dish the other day.
Oh!
Exactly as you'd want him to be. Such a beautiful human being, so sincere, so real, like completely unfazed by the fame.
When I think of Joe Wicks, I think of that ad. Does exactly what it says on the tin.
It's exactly right. Joe Wicks is a gazillionaire at this point. He was on promoting his 13th book. And for context, Jane Austen only wrote 6 books in her entire life.
Did she have to handwrite them though back in the day?
By candlelight. But Joe Wicks was on and he was chatting about life and food and he talked about good habits. And one of the good habits he was saying was leaving the phone outside of the bedroom. Now, my phone has crept back into my bedroom. And the reason is because I have an alarm clock, an old fashioned one, but I have become reliant on snoozing. So I just turn off the alarm clock and then I'm like, ugh! So what he talked about was the Lumi alarm clock. It's the one that like lights up the room very gently and gives you bird song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to get one
so
of them.
So come Black Friday, that's on my list.
I want it, but not enough to pay full price for it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait for a month and a half to get that. That thing that I really need in my life.
That's a good habit that's on a long finger right there. And I want to give you my third nudge from the universe. And it was meeting a girl called Farah. Now, on my road, in 2020, when I bought my flat, I stayed with a lady called Fatima.
Who I met.
Yes, you did. You met Fatima as we walked by coming back from the coffee shop. So Fatima she was doing Airbnb and I stayed with her for 3 months while waiting for my flat to be ready. Now, sadly, Fatima's husband, Aziz, passed away. And I saw it on the neighborhood WhatsApp group. And I thought, oh no, that's so painful for her. He was a lovely man. He was such a solid guy, so friendly. When I stayed there, I had such a lovely experience with that family. Luckily, I was walking down the street the other day and I met Fatima. And I said, look, I'm going to pop in for a cup of tea. I hope you're doing okay. She was a bit emotional, obviously. And then I met her daughter on the street. Her daughter was parked outside and we had a quick chat and I asked her how she was doing, how's mom, how are you doing? And she was saying, luckily there's 4 girls, so we're all on rotation, making sure that mom is doing okay. And Farah said to me, I see you sometimes in the street. And I wave, but I don't think you see me because you've got your, and she gestured toward her ear, you have your headphones in. And I said, oh, right. Okay. And she's like, okay, well, look, I'm going to head off now. See you. Bye. And I thought to myself, I don't even remember seeing her ever on the street. And she, by the way she said it, had seen me several times.
Wow.
And it was such a stark reminder of how we are not, like a lack of presence. How you can get it, how I can get out onto that street and march up to cut the mustard and actually think that I'm out in the world seeing and doing, but actually being completely disconnected. So either on the phone or listening to a podcast, but missing vital moments like that, saying hello to someone who knows you. And for me, on my dating journey, just not actually seeing what's right in front of me. So that was a major nudge from the universe to reconnect.
You know what? That's a great reminder because I think here even, I've been so used to probably feeling unseen in this city because we don't have any friends here that I don't even bother looking up anymore to see if anyone is smiling at me. So I'm going to take that forward this week and take that on board. I love that. Oops.
Okay, now a word from our sponsors. Oh, what's that noise?
Hello, Dave.
Oh my God, Dave? I met Dave this week. I met Dave this week. I can't believe I forgot to tell you. I walked out my front door and Dave was standing at my neighbor's front door. And I went, Dave, what are you doing here? And poor Dave, who obviously does not know the significance,
the impact
he made on our lives, was like, hello, Claire. I'm just back from holidays and I'm just doing a couple of checks around the building. And then, of course, I got the fact that I had just massively overstated the hello. And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Cool, Dave. All right. Good to see you. I was like, oh, the magic.
Next time you come by, please sit on my chair.
He was actually standing within inches of the chair.
Jesus, Dave, will you sit down on the chair?
Take a seat there, Dave, and we can catch up. How was your holiday?
As you stand over him.
Dave, how do you feel sitting in that chair? Do you think that's a comfortable chair, or would you choose not to sit in that chair? Just random question.
Dave rings his wife, that lunatic from number whatever.
That Irish girl, she's still there, as mad as ever.
Okay, so back to the word from our sponsors.
Right, Colgate MaxRite Ultra is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And better yet, it's safe for your enamel. With Colgate, you can feel confident and empowered for the ultra smile moments in your life. So, Georgie, give us your moment this week.
Okay, so because we're talking about connection, because we've just randomly spoken about Dave, I'm going to bring up Shrubs and Rubs because we have mentioned it on the pod. The day before we were coming to Tbilisi, we got loads of visitors and people were texting me saying, I'm going to call up. You text me and Scott texts me. So I decided to do a little bit of scheming and arrange for you guys to arrive at the same time and not tell either of you about it. So Shrubs and Rubs finally met Claire Solan.
And I can see why this is an ultra smile moment for you, because you and Jamie stood by and watched me come in the front door and turn the corner and be faced by Mr. Shrubs and Rubs himself. It took me a second to realize what was happening, because you had been, which was very on you, I thought. You were like, are you coming at 3 p.m.? I was like, because you had previously said, just come up at any point, we'll be there. And I walked in the door just after 3 p.m. and I met Scott face to face. And jeez, it was worth the wait. Mm-hmm. What a lovely human being he is.
He arrived up with a present for the baby that day and a present for Pia. Like, he's a young man, like in his early 30s, and took the time to care enough and arrive up to us on that day. And I mean, well, I was at Scott's wedding, and Shrubs and Rubs is not just for the Soul Sisters. His mum calls him Shrubs and Rubs.
No, you're kidding.
His brother in the speech called him Shrubs and Rubs. His best man. Shrubs and Rubs is a full on thing. It exists outside of our little world. And I had to stand there for the whole day. And every time someone said Shrubs and Rubs, do you know what the whole room did? Turned on their chair and faced me. I was like, this is so embarrassing. And I have a question for you. What do you think you would prefer more from Scott? Or would you prefer him to attend to your Shrubs?
Listen. I think you know the answer. I think everyone out there knows the answer. Obviously, I would love him to get on my balcony and do me Shrubs.
Well, this morning, Jamie said, oh, I need a Scott massage. And I was like, me too, babes.
Oh,
me too.
Babes, join the queue, says you. So live in the moment and be your most authentic self with thanks to Colgate MaxRite Ultra. Available in all major Irish retailers, subject to availability, and on sale in Supervalue until the 1st of November.
On recommends this week, I don't think I talk about parenting too much, but I couldn't not say this because when I had Pia. I was on all the time. I was afraid to close my eyes. I was a perfectionist. I wanted to do so well by Pia that I completely abandoned myself. And I really had no confidence in myself. Like I said, I didn't trust life. So this time round, I spoke to a doula in Ireland before I left. Her name is Jen Crawford. She was recommended to me by one of the girls, Olivia, who came to New York with us last year. And we were voice memoing each other. And I said, I don't know anything about bottle feeding or, you know, I need a refresher. And she said, oh, you should speak to a doula, Jen Crawford from Doula Care Ireland. So I reached out to Jen and I said, would you have an hour to talk to me? And we set up a Zoom. And for the first 20 minutes, I bawled crying on the Zoom. I'd never met her before. I think all the emotions that I'd been keeping up inside about becoming a mother again, like I hadn't even admitted it to myself. I was like ugly crying on the Zoom and I didn't even know her. But she, you know, I knew she wasn't judging me. And she spoke to me about everything and she gave me so many tips that I have used over here. And luckily we've a Georgian doula over here as well. She gave me more than she'll ever know. I rang her when Tally was born and she was put on oxygen because I was really scared in that moment. And I just don't know why I didn't ask for help the first time round. And yes, I had my mum and Jamie's mum, but why didn't I go to a trained professional, someone whose job it is to take care of babies and help you? And what she gave to me the second time round was absolutely priceless. And so I'd recommend for any first time mum out there, yes, you read the books, you go to the courses in the hospital, but it can be a very lonely journey. There is help out there, not just from your family and friends. So I would highly recommend doing a Zoom with a doula. You can speak openly and honestly from your heart about how you're really feeling and they will help you because you don't have to do it alone.
Oh, love that.
And it's actually a lovely gift for a baby shower, isn't
lovely.
It?
Lovely.
Give them a 1 hour Zoom with a doula or a meetup or whatever. A doula. A doula, did I say?
A doula.
A doula on Zoom. Okay, so that's...
That's good.
That's why I said Zoola's it.
On Zoom.
Okay, so that's me.
Okay. So this week, I wanted to recommend... A couple of these old sisters have come to me slipped into the old DMs and asked me about my hair and my curls. Now I've made a conscious effort to wear my hair curly, which is actually how I was born for the last couple of weeks. And it's interesting. I feel like people react to me differently. My personality really? Is me with curly hair. And I feel like I'm having a more authentic experience with the world. Because I'm actually not pulling, like straightening my hair. So a couple of curly soul sisters have said to me, what is it that you use? And my couple of recommendations on harnessing the curls are, one, if you can get a curly hairdresser.
What's a curly hairdresser?
So like a hairdresser with curly hair, because they actually understand it. Because curls jump, they do strange things when they're cut by maybe somebody who doesn't know exactly what they're doing. So if you can get somebody who can cut your hair with the same hair, you're home and dry. And what I'm using is a Kerastase Curl Manifesto. Now it's an investment, gals. It's an investment, but me curls have never been better.
I love that tip, curly hairdressers. Last week, Claire McKenna, our pal, please follow her on Instagram. I'm going to link her Instagram in the show notes. She knows her stuff, as we said last week. But this week's health tip, I almost felt emotional because I'm going to say it again. I'm away from home and I'm homesick and I miss my bed. So when this tip came in, I couldn't believe it. She says, make your bedroom your sanctuary. By making it somewhere you can truly relax, you can start and end your day with a nourishing positive. In the morning, let the light in, let fresh air in, light a candle. If a guided meditation is too much for you, simply think of three things you're grateful for. that evening, light your candle, mark this as the end of whatever you've had going on for the day. I love that. Remove work stuff, technology, invest in a light up alarm clock.
I know.
And do a brain dump of all that's on your mind or to-do list. Think back to three things you enjoyed that day. It can be as simple as someone you smiled at, a decent coffee. Well, geez, we all need a decent coffee. Tell you that for sure. Or a good parking space. Then settle with a good book or listen to something soothing. This is your place to recharge and reset. If you have a little baby or a partner who shares your space and can't be disturbed, send them to the spare room. Just joking, she didn't say that. If you have a little baby or partner who shares your space and can't be disturbed, find a nook in the house and make it yours.
Ah, that is so dreamy. It reminded me of, do you remember Be Well with Becca said, do the turn down service, the hotel turn down service for yourself?
Yes.
That is the gift you're giving. You're giving the world a gift if you do that, because you're then presenting as a really calm and serene version of yourself.
Yeah, I love
the
it.
Brain dump of things that are on your mind. That will 100% help you sleep better if you have a pen and paper by your bed and throw all of your worries and concerns or your to-do list down, so you can just lie down and go, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll pick that up, I'm fine.
I nearly got cancelled on Instagram once because I asked people if they prefer a turn down service or a hotel breakfast, and people were like, how could you even ask this question? Like, obviously it's a hotel breakfast. Now, I wouldn't be the biggest fan of a hotel breakfast because I'm not a big fan of sausages. And I feel like hotel buffets revolve around pigs. So I would prefer a turn down service. What would you prefer, Claire?
It's just the most bizarre question you might level at me at this point in the podcast. A turn down service. Does the turn down service include little chocolate on the pillow, couple of petals, and...
I wasn't thinking of petals, but if you want petals in your turn down service, that can be arranged. There's also that little tiny towel beside the bed with the slippers on top of it.
Yeah. If we could have petals and floating candles in the bath with a towel swan and a chocolate on the pillow, I'll choose the turn down service.
Okay. Yeah, see, I knew you were a soul sister. You're a soul sister.
And I'll go to Super Value to get me sausages on the way home. So that must be the end of the podcast by now. It feels like a jam-packed week this week.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I have loved sitting down and chatting to you today.
It's goodbye to Tbilisi. So you're coming home on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Tally reaches the Emerald Isle. How exciting. I am doing something I haven't done since 2015 this week.
What is this?
My dating coach is chaperoning me to a speed dating event.
Oh, my God.
It's official. I am out there. I am out there dating. So I will have news of how the speed dating went. And of course, our Soul Sisters group dating challenge kicks off this week as well. So I will have news from that.
An excellent week ahead for you, Claire, and for both of us, and hopefully for all the Soul Sisters too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, you can contact us on Instagram at Claire Solon or Georgie.Crawford. And we'd be really grateful if you shared this podcast with the girls in your WhatsApp group. And of course, we will see you next week. Have a gorgeous week.
Bye.